Remember the super utility player that went off for the Red Sox this past spring training named Ryan Fitzgerald, or as Kevin Youkilis would call him, Fitzy? Well, I had the opportunity to speak with him about what he is working on in Worcester, as well as a little bit more in this episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I want to welcome you back into the Locked On Red Sox podcast, and thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. I'm your host, Massachusetts Pirates team insider Jake Ignaszewski. And real quick, if you're listening to the audio version, you're not going to know what I'm talking about. But if you're watching the video version on YouTube, and if you didn't know, we post the video version on YouTube, you can go over there, subscribe. We'd really appreciate it. But I'm wearing the David Ortiz Hall of Fame membership merch. I bought like the little package. It came in this cool box with Ortiz on it with his signature. Obviously fake, but it would be dope if it was cool. I ended up buying this in February, and it just showed up in July. And, you know, you got the ginormous necklace, the shirt with, you know, all the David Ortiz faces all over the place, the hat. How about you? I'm one of those people that, like, when I get a new thing, I have to wear it. I was just super excited for it. I mean, I waited 5 months for this. I was very excited. But getting into this episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, if you're new here, if this is your first time listening or watching, each and every single week, we do this little segment called The Farm Report, and we showcase some interviews that we've had with some of the rising stars for the Red Sox. Lauren and I both go to games in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm going to try my best to go to a Sea Dogs game as well and try and talk to some of those guys, but in the past, we've had the opportunity to speak with Christian Arroyo, Jaron Duran, the list goes on. But in this episode, I had the opportunity to speak with Ryan Fitzgerald. And if this is your first time ever hearing of his name, he broke out in spring training and can really play everywhere on the field. He's sort of like a Brock Holt 2.0, and he has the ability to not only play the infield, but also play the outfield as well. He's actually listed as a shortstop, but he really caught a lot of eyes in spring training, specifically Kevin Youkilis, where anytime, you know, he would get on base or he would hit a home run, he would yell Fitzy, and he sort of came up with this great nickname for him. And we saw in spring training hit 313, four home runs, and just looked so comfortable up there. And it was really cool to be able to learn about a little bit more about his journey. He's a 27-year-old, a little bit of an older minor leaguer, but that's because he's had a really inspirational journey where he actually ended up playing in independent ball, getting signed by the Red Sox, has been in the Red Sox organization for around a year or so now, played last year. But this is where he really started to get a name for himself with his mullet, with his look, with his great personality. And in 84 games this year, he's currently hitting 235 with 14 bombs, 56 RBIs. And obviously, when you hear the 213, not exactly what you want to see from a guy who ended up hitting a 313 in spring training. And, you know, it's unfortunate to sort of see this slump that we've seen a little bit of the later half of the first half of the AAA season, because he was really hitting well in the first in the earlier part. He was hitting up near towards 275, you know, 260, and then we've seen it fall, you know, in these past few months. But hopefully he can pick that back up in the second half. You know, he's somebody that I was really hoping would be a candidate, especially a call-up candidate, at some point in 2022. You know, we've seen a lot of injuries for the Red Sox over the last month or so. And the main reason why he hasn't gotten called up is because he's not on the 40-man roster. And that's one of the biggest reasons why we saw Jeter Downs get the call. Obviously, Downs is very talented, but, you know, he'd struggled a little bit in AAA before he got that first call-up. And Ryan Fitzgerald at the time was playing very well, and you know, he was a very obvious candidate to be called up. But it was just specifically that their 40-man roster is full, and they would have to play somebody on waivers if they wanted to call Fitzgerald up. So he's going to have to be hitting the absolute cover off of the baseball to get an opportunity in the MLB this season. Or, you know, if the Red Sox decide to sell or aren't playing that well in September, we'll definitely see him get called up. But it's really nice to be able to talk to him, hear a little bit about what he's been working on in Worcester, as well as what the support from Red Sox Nation really meant to him after spring training. We also talked a little bit about some of his hidden talents and hobbies off of the field. But before we get into my conversation with Ryan Fitzgerald, I just want to take a second to talk to you about LinkedIn. So as the sun comes out and small businesses are back in business, LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy for you to grow your team and helps you find the people that you want to interview faster and free. Create a free job posting in just minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. And then add your job with the little purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. Spread the word a little bit that you are hiring. And it's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. So LinkedIn Jobs not only helps you find the candidates that you want to talk to faster, but they also are the best way for job seekers to find the perfect candidates. So post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonMLB. That's linkedin.com/MLB to post your job for free. Terms and conditions may apply. Now listen, let's listen to my conversation with Ryan Fitzgerald.
I want to start off by, you know, you had so much success during spring training, and it was really cool to see how much Red Sox Nation really embraced you, even Kevin Youkilis a little bit. So what was your reaction being able to see the outpour of support?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, I think having the Irish name Fitzgerald helps a lot, and you know, there's a lot of Irish people up there in Boston. But yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's fun to, you know, have success. But you know, obviously the goal is to make it to the big league, so hopefully that'll happen soon.
And throughout this season, is there anything specific that you're really working on right now?
Not really. I mean, I'm just trying to play everywhere I can, you know, wherever the team needs me, and just be a consistent hitter at the plate, hit for a little more power, and you know, fill in where I can.
And Chad Tracy said that you can really play all over the place, but is there any specific position that you feel more comfortable than others?
I mean, shortstop. I've played majority of my career there. I think I looked it up. You know, I've played in, you know, almost 400-something games as a pro, and I think, you know, almost 300 of them have been at short. So I would say short is probably my most comfortable position, but, you know, third and second now have kind of become my most comfortable. So it's, you know, it's wherever I can fill in.
You've been killing it at the plate so far. So what do you think has helped you be so effective up there so far?
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of training in the off seasons, you know, bat speed training and different stuff with my body. You know, I'm big on technology, so, you know, that's helped me along a lot. And having those same resources here during the season helps as well. So that's kind of been the biggest piece of my career and hitting well.
And I was curious, do you have any game day rituals that you usually like to stick to each and every single game?
I don't have any like superstition rituals. I mean, I have like a process that I do, and you know how I get my body ready. So I don't know if those are considered rituals, but you know, there's stuff I do in the weight room, and you know, I have different tools that I use to get my body ready. But I don't really have any like superstition rituals.
Makes sense. And you know, looking at your story, it's so inspirational, man. And for anybody out there who might be, you know, trying to get in your position or in independent ball, sort of where you were at, what advice would you give them?
Don't listen to your coaches. That was, you know, not that coaches have bad intent. They a lot of them, they want to help you, but the only person that knows you best is yourself, and I think you're always your own best coach, and I think sometimes players don't realize that. And you know, they listen to a coach, and you know, they trust a coach, and you know, and if it doesn't work out, you're the one done playing, and the coach gets to keep coaching, you know. And so it's never on anyone else but you. So just taking ownership of that and figuring out how you can play the best at, you know, with what you have and what, you know, you were born with, and doubling down on your strengths, really. Is, you know, everyone's going to have weaknesses, but, you know, if you try to address all your weaknesses, it's, you know, comes at what cost? You know, you might lose what you're good at. So, you know, I think doubling down on what you're good at is really a good way to go.
And lastly, I was curious, do you have any hidden talents that people might not know about?
Talents. I don't know about talents. I mean, I play guitar. I don't know if that's a talent. I mean, I started playing when I was in sixth grade, so that's something I've always just kind of done for fun. And, you know, I picked up the ukulele a couple years ago and started playing that. So that's probably the one thing people wouldn't know about me.
Is there any songs that you know by heart that you'd be able to just strum out?
Yeah, one of my favorites when I was a kid growing up was Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. So that was something back in college. You know, I was playing some acoustic stuff like what's the one, Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, and Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. So like, those are kind of my go-tos. But yeah, I mean, ukulele, there's a lot of good ones there too. But yeah, know a couple.
I hope that you did enjoy my conversation with Ryan Fitzgerald. I'm really enjoying this segment of the Farm Report. You know, I've been doing my best to try and get some great interviews for you guys. I'm actually going this next weekend to the game. Crossing my fingers, I get some more great people for you. But, you know, my main goal with this and our main goal with this is to be able to help Red Sox fans get a little bit of an insight of the guys and the prospects that are going to be potentially playing on the major league team in a few years, or we could even see them this season, and get to know them a little bit more off of the field. That's one of my biggest motivations, is to help, you know, make fans and help fans learn about the players as human beings, because at the end of the day, that's who they are. And I think that'll help you fall in love with them a little bit more. But I also really enjoy, you know, getting a little bit more insight on what specifically they're working on, because it's been really interesting to hear that and be able to try and watch that when I go to the games. But before we end this episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, I just want to lastly tell you about BetOnline, which is the fastest and easiest way to check all your betting needs and find your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. And you can also find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be your top online resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. And they have you covered on everything. And also, one of the biggest reasons why I love using BetOnline over any other betting site is because they do a great job of educating you on what you're going to be paying your hard-earned money on, because we all want to win the bet. And so BetOnline does a great job of letting you know how you can do that. So head over to betonline.net today, or use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. But as always, greatly appreciate everybody tuning in to a Locked On Red Sox podcast. We're making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. Now make your second listen Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is your prospect encyclopedia, and he's going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast. But also make sure to follow Locked On Red Sox on Twitter. It's LO underscore Red Sox, as well as myself. It's at Jake Iggy. And also my co-host, Lauren. It's at La La La. Three laws, Lauren, with four R's. But as always, hope everybody has a great rest of their day. We'll talk to you more about the Red Sox and try and hype you up about this second half as they just finished the All-Star break. But we'll do that on Monday. And before we end it, if you have not yet, make sure to subscribe on every audio platform that you're listening to. Also on YouTube, because we post Monday through Friday to help you be a very knowledgeable Red Sox fan and to update you about everything that's going on with the team. But we'll end it how we always end it. Let's go, Sox! Peace!